Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. Silicon Valley, Bay Area, iHeartRadio, and all those around the world that are connecting to us tonight. We always appreciate your listenership. If you want to dial into the show, we are live. I love it. We are live. You can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. And of course, always relevant to our subject matter. New year, new opportunities, new grants, new money. I want to talk grant money tonight. I want to talk about just getting access to money that may be right under your nose for those of you that are seeking resources and funding. And believe it or not, if you are a for-profit organization, you never know. There are some organizations that because of the programs that you may be offering, that there's opportunities there. And so I might talk a little bit about what to look for if you're a for-profit company. We'll see if we get to that tonight. But if not, Coca-Cola is, if you've ever toured a Coca-Cola manufacturing plant, here in Silicon Valley Bay Area, we have headquartered in San Leandro, California, a Coca-Cola manufacturing plant. And if you've toured and you want to know where this great drink comes from, and it's very interesting, as a matter of fact, the bottles and in fact how they make them is very interesting. And as I had an opportunity to go on this exclusive tour, about 5 years ago, I learned a lot about Coca-Cola, and I was kind of blown away at the things they were doing that almost seemed like it was behind the scenes. You know, if you're not looking for certain information, you don't just come across some information on the web. And of course, you know, everything on the web is true. Anyway. So I was excited. I was, I had an opportunity to go on this exclusive tour. It was a mayor in Silicon Valley that recommended that I go on and kind of created that bridge for me. And, but before you get to go through the tour, you're thinking you're going to, you know, like on a TV show, you're going to go on the tour and you're going to, you know, if you're on a field trip with your school, you're thinking you're going to just go in and get out. But that's not what Coca-Cola does. Coca-Cola gives you information. And so we were in this in-depth presentation, lengthy presentation, and Coca-Cola shared with us their initiatives, their giving back, very community oriented. I was so impressed. I had no idea how much Coca-Cola was investing in our local community. And not only that, Coca-Cola in throughout the world, in your community, they are making a huge, huge change. So there. In fact, if you didn't know this, Coca-Cola is a great donor to students' education. Check that. You really have to go out to their Coca-Cola Foundation and kind of do a little research on them. So one of my favorite companies here. Coca-Cola began making. Remember, they began making healthier drinks when there was a years ago when we were concerned about obesity and our students and our kids. And so they had the complaint was Coca-Cola machines on campuses. And so all of that changed. So they were pulling out the Coca-Cola machines. And so Coca-Cola began making healthier drinks, like Dasani water. If you didn't know that was a Coca-Cola drink, it is. And I knew that drink at the time. This was, again, years ago. I didn't realize that they were making Dasani water. You just think things that you didn't know was right under your nose. So in 2018, Coca-Cola gave back globally around the world. If you're a Coke drinker, a Coca-Cola drinker, they gave back more than $30 billion in communities around the world. And you can actually get that information online. And I'm going to share a little bit of where they've been giving into so you can learn where they're giving into. You may have programs within your organization that you want to get resources and funding for. And so I'm going to share that with you. But if you're one of those organizations and you're looking for money, maybe you're a nonprofit or you're a program within a for-profit organization that is supporting the community, you kind of have to really drill down and do your homework. When you're looking for funding, grant funding, what we call free money, you really kind of have to do your homework. And oftentimes you're looking at this grand scope, you need to find a great RFP or this great grant from the county or city or wherever you're at to apply, and hopefully you'll get it, or federal grant. But if you just look at the store next door, or you look at the Coca-Cola, the foundations, the places that you're using their products all the time, like Starbucks. Starbucks has a great foundation, and I'll talk a little bit about Starbucks and their giving back a little later. But right there, Sprouts. If you have a Sprouts in your neighborhood, Safeway, and many, if you don't have a Safeway, maybe you know it as Albertson. And you have all of these for-profit Fortune 1000 companies that give back. Cisco Systems. And sometimes you need a sponsor. And so if you know people within an organization, eBay. So my point is that if you're looking for money, maybe you need to look a little bit closer to home. And one of those places that I like is Coca-Cola. So let me share a little bit with who they were giving to and how much money they were giving for different initiatives and different organizations that they are supporting and helping just make our communities a better place, right? So number one on this list, and it's really in alpha order and numeric order, and I'm not sure if you're not familiar with 100 Black Men, so 100 Black Men of Atlanta and 100 Black Men of the Bay Area, and I'm very familiar with their organization here in the Bay Area, Project Success in Atlanta, Coca-Cola gave $150,000 to a project, or it's called Project Success. So this particular grant helps approximately 510 youth living in low-income Atlanta communities increase high school and post-secondary graduation rates through mentoring, leadership, and scholarship programs. So that's like, and as I go through some of these programs, hopefully it gets your wheels turning on maybe something you were thinking about doing or you're already doing, especially if your program is up and running. Now, what I don't recommend, and I've helped a lot of organizations and companies get money, don't hear something that I might say, well, they gave $500,000 for this program and you don't have that program within your organization. You're trying to go and fix it so you can apply. When organizations are giving grants or you're looking for funding, they're really savvy in their when they're going through your application. They know when you just kind of are trying to make it fit, No, you really want your program working well, up and running. Don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole. Build the program. If you see a program that you believe that you can do, what I recommend is that you start preparing for it. Take the next couple of years, 2 to 3 years, and build the program out. And you might say, Coach Margaret, I need money. Build the program out one step at a time and get it. The best way you can do is collaborate with other organizations that you can benefit from their resources and get that program out. So also, again, like I said, they gave 100 black men of the Bay Area. So I have to mention the Bay Area because we're in Silicon Valley. It would be so wrong for me not to. They gave $100,000 to 100 black men of the Bay Area Junior 100 Mentoring Program. So this grant supported a mentoring program for 100 African-American high school boys in the Bay Area and assisted in their matriculation and completion in college. So you can see that Coca-Cola gives and has a, and I mentioned earlier that they are a huge, huge, huge giver into the education world. One that I really liked that I was going over earlier today, I liked ASEAN U.S. Network. This is the organization that Coca-Cola gave to. They gave over $600,000 to advancing women's entrepreneurship. Can I get like a hand clap on that or something from my producer? Advancing women's entrepreneurship. We need that. This grant, and this is in North America. This is not in North America group. Women empowerment. Advancing women's entrepreneurship. And it's so important to ensure that every individual breathing on the planet, and I know that this sounds like a fairy tale, but ensuring that your reason for being on this planet is fulfilled is so important. And see, I subscribe to the fact that I can't take away anything that you're supposed to do, regardless of gender, race, culture, ethnicity. Because if you are supposed to do it, I can't take that away from you. And we have these, I believe, these unnecessary battles because people don't understand that their value is not instilled in someone else. It is instilled in them. And pay attention to what you're supposed to accomplish. So I like this. This grant helps 140,000 minority and immigrant women, entrepreneurs in the United States, to start and expand small businesses. Absolutely fantastic. This is why I have to applaud Coca-Cola. I mean, if you can drink to something, you can drink to this in terms of what they're doing. But they're right under your nose. And if you're looking and you have a really great program, this is an organization. You could reach out to Coca-Cola or go out to their website, their foundation website. I'll give you that information a little later in the show. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking money, funding, grants. How do you get access to it? But before we get back to that, I've got a very special guest that I always enjoy bringing on the show, and that is California Assemblymember Canton Chu, District 25. And we're going to talk a little bit about, maybe we can call it housekeeping. we're going to talk about census. Assemblymember Canton Chu, how are you tonight? Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Margaret. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. So we're doing a little housekeeping, huh, on our 2020 census. And so can you tell us a little bit about what is the census and why is it important?
Yeah, the census is the federal government trying to do an accurate count of how many people are actually living in the land. You know, and based on the census data, they could redistrict, you know, the state level and federal level congressional district or the state assembly and the Senate district. But most importantly, a lot of our state funding from the federal government is based on the population. You know, I'm talking about the transportation funding. I'm talking about the health care, education, and so on and so forth. So it is very, very important we can get an accurate count and not an undercount.
And, you know, that's so important. And is it, and I'm just wondering, I'm not sure if you have this answer, is it illegal or is there a concern, like because of everything that's going on in the country, I'm kind of throwing this off the cuff with you here, but is it illegal for us not to do the census? Can we just, you know, not do it?
No, it's not a legal requirement, but it really, really affecting the life of the people, you know, especially in California. You know, we need to have an accurate count so we'll be able to get our fair share of funding from the federal government. You know, we put in a lot of effort. The state committed $40 million to make sure that we have an accurate count. You know, we will first send out by snail mail, and if those household, if they don't respond, then we will have people canvassing the neighborhood, knocking on doors to remind them to fill out the census form. And that's why I'm hosting a town hall tomorrow at the Somerdale Elementary School in Berryessa, trying to get this one to the public. And also, they are hiring part-time workers to knocking on the door to remind people to fill up the census form. So there are some part-time job opportunity as well.
So that's fantastic, actually. So if you need a job out there, this is something that, or you have those students that are trying to do something part-time or gig workers, that's fantastic. Now, what is the community expected to do?
Well, the community, I think it's the most important is for people telling their friends and the family how important this census data is to our life and encourage them to fill up the form and not to be left out.
Okay. So again, I would encourage you all to make sure that you are doing your census and come out to the Census 2020 Town Hall with Assemblymember Canson Chu tomorrow. That's 1 p.m. to 2, excuse me, that's 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Somerdale Elementary School in Berryessa, which is in the San Jose, California area. So if you're nearby, come in and learn more about the census. Where can the public learn more if they're not able to make your event tomorrow?
Right. I mean, there's some census website, I believe, that would be able to log on. It's www.g, like George, S, like Sam, A, like Apple, .gov/federally, FEDRELAY.
So we have that information, and you can also look that up. And again, Assemblymember, thank you so much for coming on the show. Please come out to Assemblymember Canson Chu's event tomorrow. You're invited. Census 2020 Town Hall in partnership with the United States Census Bureau, Santa Clara County, and Alameda County. And that complete count is important. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Berryessa area in San Jose, Somerdale Elementary. Thank you so much, Assemblymember Canson Chu, for coming on.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Martha Jackson and all those that are listening out there on iHeartRadio. We appreciate always you tuning in. So remember that census, do that tomorrow if you can. If not, go out and do a quick little search for Census 2020 and you can get connected. Important, important. So let's get back to our conversation with regards to money grants. What's right under your nose? What is right here for you? And so look local. Look local. We talked about Coca-Cola. Really impressed with Coca-Cola. I just tip my hat to Coca-Cola and all that you're doing. Thank you so much. And of course, we know we hear a lot about the Bill and Melissa Foundation as well. And I want to talk a little bit about Starbucks. Starbucks, these little, these organizations, Starbucks is not little, but you would be amazed. And I know Starbucks has taken some recent hits in the news and over the last, 12 to 18 months. But I want you to take a closer look before we just throw Starbucks out of the window for some of the unfortunate incidences that we've heard about around the country. Here and there, not too many. I think maybe two or three incidences that kind of went national. But I want to talk to you about college. They give into college. They give into communities. I don't know if you remember a while back, probably, I want to say, I don't think it's been 10 years, but Starbucks had an initiative that, and they had these little bracelets. They were little red, white, and blue bracelets. And it was really about getting Americans back to work. They were supporting job creation. They were supporting businesses starting in underserved communities. So when you bought this little bracelet, I bought a lot of them. They were like $5. And that money would go towards grant funding to organizations, to companies, small businesses. These are mom and pops that are in underserved communities to help, you know, get economic movement in those areas, right? And so Starbucks is doing a lot more than what you think. And if you go out to their success stories, they've got plenty of success stories out there. I love the college initiatives that they have. Where are they? And they have this little story. Where are they now? Starbucks college plan grads share their stories, and just again look at the organizations, the companies that you are shopping at every day, all the time. They've got social impact. They're connecting that way. College equity and inclusion, veterans. And so when we're kind of getting frustrated sometimes with these organizations, it's, you know, when we listen to the stories that we've heard in the news, and I know that because it's that organization, we think that everything is at the top and there's a reason, there's something wrong with the whole organization. And it might just be that particular location that, there's something going on there. So, and we should look at those things, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Get connected to these organizations. You can apply for funding, grant funding at Starbucks. You go out and check out their website, go to their funding website and see whether or not your program meshes with or aligns with what they're doing. When I'm working with clients on getting funding, the first thing I'm looking at, the very first thing I'm looking at is what's going to disqualify them. I'm going to do my best to disqualify you as fast as I can. You know why? Because it's less expensive for you to go through an entire process and you don't qualify. Or you've spent a load of money and you find out I don't qualify. Read the fine print, but really getting some basic funding, maybe for some programs or things that you're doing. It is really great to, when we talk about shop local, what American Express says, shop local, shop small. Well, when you're looking at resources and funding for your program, you want to shop local. Who's near you? What are the Fortune 1,000 companies near you? Who's at, we're in Silicon Valley, so we have eBay down the street. We have Google down the street. We have these major we have Tesla down the street. So we're rich with technology. We're rich with these great organizations and companies here. So what you want to do is find out what they're giving back into and see whether or not that's a really great place for you to start. Cisco Systems, great giver organization that gives back to the community. So you want to take those, you know, take a little look around your community. Maybe get in your car on a Saturday. Maybe that's your homework for this weekend. Get in your car, drive around, and find out who's near you and who haven't you talked to. You know, oftentimes you do these events and you're like, hey, I'll go to Starbucks, or not Starbucks, I'll go to Safeway or Albertson or wherever you're at, and maybe we can get some bottled water. Well, they're giving more than bottled water. And Safeway is a little bit different, or Albertson, depending on where you're at, is a little different. They are going to look for maybe a sponsor that may work there at Safeway, and you want to, and they're going to give you somewhere, consider you for maybe $1,000 to $2,500 for that first loan, just to kind of get, not a loan, excuse me, a grant to get you going. So, but that's a great, but then you can do other rounds of funding. But you have to prove yourself and make sure that you're fulfilling what you said in that particular proposal. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit about an event with California Department of General Services procurement opportunity to get that business sustained. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Be your business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Is always fantastic to come into this segment. Before I get into it, I just can't help it. I didn't quite close out everything the way that I wanted to do a segment. So I just am compelled. I'm compelled to tell you this information just because I want you to really think about what you're thinking about when we're talking about fundings in these companies and because we get angry with them. And I was like, you know, we want justice. Starbucks has a program. If you're just tuning in, I was talking about Starbucks and their community giving back and you getting connected. Get connected. They have a program called Coffee with a Cop. Right? I have never lived any time where I have been more apprehensive about our police force. And I don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about that. It bothers me because I've worked in the law enforcement career field. I used to in Illinois. I used to work for Illinois Department of Corrections, and so I have a high regard for our local law enforcement, those civil servants, our fire department, and I'm bothered that it bothers me, and so which means that we have to really make an effort to really get connected and connect with our law enforcement. And I think programs like this would help in some of the strain and stress that we're feeling in our country today. And so if you want to find out where you can get connected, Coffee with a Cop, and they have their 2020 calendar up, you can go out to starbucks.volunteermatch.org and you can go through the little links and you'll see Coffee with a Cop. And I think I might try it and just have that conversation. I am in meetings and things that we do have police officers, but I like to have straightforward conversations with police officers. So lots going on in the country. That's just kind of my little side note. So back to the Small Business Concierge segment of this show. Wow. One of our concierge, California Department of General Services, is having an event. We do this event with them every year. It's our fourth annual California Department of General Services procurement event. And what does that mean for you as a small business or a disabled veteran business enterprise? First of all, you need to understand what you could get out of a contract with the state of California. And that is, California gets about $9 billion. And we just had Assemblymember Canton Chu talking about the census and how this country is funded and all of that and how important it is so we can function, right? Well, the state of California spends about $9 billion in funding. And excuse me, not funding. I'm talking about funding. $9 billion in products and services they have to procure. They're buying to function. And 25% of that spend has to be with small businesses. So you're talking about 25% of $9 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of opportunities for small businesses. So you want to make sure that you're a part of this event, and also disabled veterans and small in disabled veterans business enterprises, DVBEs. 3% of that $9 billion has to be spent on in those organizations. What does that mean for you? That means that when you go to maybe an RFP or a procurement opportunity and you see a big company there, don't run out of the room, because the state has to spend money with you. And so maybe you end up partnering with that prime if you need to. But in whatever the case may be, they have to spend that 25% or that 3% for that business. So this event is going to be February 21st. Mark your calendars. Get out to Eventbrite and sign up 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I am co-hosting the event. I love doing this event. We always have a great turnout. Our partners are Assemblymember Canton Chu for the Assembly District for San Jose and Alameda County. He has a part of that. And so if you look at the district lines, but we're specifically doing this event in San Jose, in the heart of Silicon Valley, with Councilmember Lon Diep, who is the District 4 council member in the heart of North San Jose. So please come out to this event. This is worth it. And you might think, well, I do hair care, and so they're not going to buy it. That's not true. That's not true. The reciprocity partners, they have reentry programs. So you don't think that they won't buy your services. You don't know. What they won't buy is cannabis, alcohol, things like that. But don't count yourself out, because the state of California has about 10 to 15 reciprocity State Department organizations they work with, and we'll have some local organizations there as well that you could sell to. They buy coffee, they buy soda, they buy widgets, they buy goats, they buy all kinds of things. So February 21st, 2020, this is one of our great, I really am happy to have the state of California as one of our concierge. You didn't know that, huh? I think they're all small business. This is a concierge who has resources and opportunities for small businesses. And if you pick up a contract, it could create that over the top, that sustainability that you're looking for. Now, they would tell you, don't just make that your cash cow, but it certainly would take the pressure off for you to continue to grow and expand your business, right? So you want to connect. And so we are doing this event, again, February 21st, 2020, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I was so excited that, you know, sometimes I really like these community organizations to partner with us. And so we partnered with Bible Way Christian Center, actually. And so this is the first time that we've partnered with a church organization that has opened up their multipurpose room to us. So I'm so grateful for that. I think that's fantastic. Why? Because we need to rebuild relationships and things that are going on in our communities, that all of the negative stuff. So it's nice to see a bridge here between within the community, that they opened up their multipurpose room for us to come in and have this event. And also, we're going to have the Silicon Valley Black Chamber there, the Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center, and the Hispanic Chamber. Of course, Business on the Edge will be there, and AM 1220 KDOW, I will be there. And come out and introduce yourself. And get your state certification. It's absolutely free, by the way. If someone's selling it to you or selling you a workshop like this, it is free. Don't spend money on these workshops. They're absolutely free, these procurement opportunities. So sell your products and services to the state. Discover the benefits of becoming a California certified small business or disabled veteran business enterprise. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW. Thank you for tuning in to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We are at the bottom, not even bottom half. We are at the bottom of the show. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is great. I'm going to wrap up with Coca-Cola because I started with Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. It's the real thing. They are the real thing. They are the real deal. $30 billion, more than $30 billion that they gave in funding, grant funding, charitable giving, and to be exact, $35,394,752 given. Again, if you are one of those organizations that you're creating change in the community, you're working with in your organization, maybe you are the founder of that organization. Whatever the case may be, look at the organizations that are right near, that are next to you, that are right there in your community. You're driving past these wonderful Lambs Research and places like that that you may be driving past here in the Bay Area. Or maybe you're in Texas. And Texas is actually growing. And a lot of these Fortune 1000 companies, tech companies, are landing in places like the Dallas area, Richardson. You're looking at Plano, Texas. Plano, Texas has grown a lot. So maybe you need to look in that area. But what's near you, and really take a close look at your program and how it aligns with that organization, that company. And again, Coca-Cola is just, you know, they're my 2020 superhero. And just to name a couple more grants before we get out of here in terms of what they're getting, just to kind of, I just want your wills to turn. Like, I love these grants that they're doing, for, like, first-generation graduates. So they'll give money to a group that it's their first generation, their opportunity to go to college and be the first to graduate from their household. And so typically Hispanic households, some of them are American Indian households, and that's a great thing. It's hard. Sometimes it's just difficult. And how do you break those cycles that we've seen in different communities? And really, Coca-Cola is doing that. And so I think that's fantastic. So take a look at, and you can see the same list that I'm looking at. If you go out to Coca-Cola's website, Foundation, go out to the foundation, those are different, and kind of do your research and see whether or not there's something that you align with. And just, you know what, the worst case scenario, you get a no, but you don't get, you always get a no if you don't do anything. It's always a no, right? So you need to do something. So connect with these major organizations, Coca-Cola, Starbucks. The Bill and Gates Foundation, Bill and Melissa Gates Foundation is a little different, so you have to kind of look and see what they're doing in the U.S. They're doing some great things around the world. Healthcare is a really big part of what they're doing, which is fantastic. And look at what Facebook is offering, because we look past these companies and they're right there under your nose, and you think, they won't give to me. They won't. No, go and put in. You don't know. You don't know. You've got, again, I've mentioned eBay, Safeway, Albertson, wherever you're at. Do it. And then call back into the show and let me know how it worked out for you. Maybe you'll get that $500,000. Maybe you'll get that $50,000 to help you do what you are so passionate about in with regards to your social community entrepreneurship goals. So that being said, I've just got a few moments before I'm out of here. And so I just want to remind you, if you have not registered for the California Department of General Services event, get registered for that. That's coming up February 21st. And remember, tomorrow, Assemblymember Canson Chu, Census 2020 Town Hall, January 11th, 2020, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that is going to be at the Summerdale Elementary School in San Jose, California. And again, the Department of General Services, California, that event is February 21st. And that is going to, and you can actually register for that at eventbrite.com. Just do a search for it and California Department of General Services, San Jose, California, registered for it so you can learn how to do business with the state of California. Maybe you'll get that next contract. Absolutely. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. Have a great weekend out there and do your homework.